but b'mesiba, in a round stairway, like kohalechas tachas the bira, that went underneath, the bira underneath the base of Mikdash, a special pathway, had to go there, and it was not in the Kodesh, because he was tummy right now, so he used to go out like from the Kodesh, go underneath, v'haneiros dolke mikana mikan, there were neiros lights lit there on both sides, it shouldn't be dark for him, trumagi lebeis tefillah, until he came to the place where they went to the mikvah, u'medura hais tesham, there was a big torch there, it was lit up over there by the base of mikvah, u'beis kisei shakovet, there was also a base of kisei there, that I go to the base kisei shakovet of respect. Now, the Zilai Kvaid, what was the respect they had over there? That Motsanol, if you knew, if you found the base of Kisei locked, you found the door closed, so you should know your day, you should know Shiyeshimadim, somebody was there. For Surak, if you found the door opened, then your day also, you know Shiyeshimadim, nobody else was there. You can go into the base of Kisei if you need it. Now, Yorad Batovel, this current that was Tomei, saw Kerry, has to go into the mikvah. Only comes up in his topic, he wipes himself. When he's chamim and he heats up himself, becomes warm, kenegah madura, next to the big torch, the big flame there. Then bo v'yershav lo'etzalech of a kahanim. In the night, and now he comes back up and goes next to the other kahanim. Shashram neftachim until in the morning when they open up the gates. Then yotzev olach lo, he goes out of the Beis Hamikdash because he's a tful yom. He can't do the avodah that day until harash shemesh. And the other kahanim they go in, but he has to go out because he's still a tful yom. Then the Mishnah goes on to say that Mishu writes Litrum, whoever wanted to make the Trumas Hadeshin that day, Litrum Esamezbech, that was the first Avodah that was done in the morning, the Trumas Hadeshin, is Mashkim, he would get up early, the Toivol, that kind would go to the Mikvah, actually Yavah HaMamuna, before the superintendent, like the one that takes care of this, came. Now, the Chibiezer Shah Mamuna, for exactly what time did this Mamuna, the one in charge, come to point the Kahanim? Loiko Litim Shavu, not every day was alike. Problem is sometimes to bore Mikrois HaGever early in the morning when the rooster starts to scream Kruis HaGever, that's when he used to come way early in the morning, or Yisamach La right next to it, Milafon a little bit before it even, or Yimalach a little bit after it. Now Hamamuna, the superintendent, now bore came with Doifik Aleim, would knock on the door like Vein Poslo, they would open up the door for him. Omlem, he would tell to them, this Mamuna would tell now the Kahanim that Mishatov, whoever went to the Mikvah, Yovoi v'yofas, let him come now, let's choose a lottery, let's make a gerah now to see which coin would be zecha to do the first avoidah of the Trumas Hadeshin. So they made the lottery, zocha mishu zocha, whoever was zecha to take the Trumas Hadeshin, he was zecha first. So that's his first avoidah being done in the morning, that a coin has to go by the mizbeach on top of the yeshu there and take off a shovel full of the yeshu and put it down on the side of the mizbeach. That was the first avoidah called the Trumas Hadeshin. So they had a girl to choose which kohen should do it. Yeah, the Gemara says, "Now minon emili." How do we know this from? That is this Indian to have shomrim to watch the Beis Hamikdash, and there were three places where the kohanim used to watch. Minon emili. Some Rabbi says, "Omakro." The pasuk says in Bamidbar, "The hachoinim lifnei hamishkan, the one that rested in front of the mishkan, kaidim on the east side, lifnei yoyamoyed mizrach, in front of the yoyamoyed on the east side, was Moshe v'Yaron Abonov." Shomrim Mishmeres HaMikdash LeMishmeres B'nei Yisrael, that they used to stay and used to watch the Mishmeres for the B'nei Yisrael. So kids say here it's Mashmavot that there used to be Shomrim that used to have to watch the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi the Gemara says it means Aaron Avonov Harei Gimel, that's three Gimel, that's Gimel Shomrim. Aaron Avonov, that's three. L'B'Sai Parah, the Gemara's question later, maybe they're all in one place though. Now the Gemara says Amri, it's like a true in Shimo B'Yalma Ashkechon Deboi. It's like a true. We find from these psukim here that you have to have a shmira. You have to watch by the Beis Hamikdash. Kahanim Leviim. Shavu Goros Tisanat. Some say yeah. Some say this out. But I call upon a miyo masnisin ketoni b'shloisha mekoyim esakanim shemir beis Hamikdash. That there were three places where the Kahanim used to stay in the Beis Hamikdash to watch it. Something that's also in Mahav later. V'aleviim was b'yeshum v'yechud makom. That we'll have later that there were 21 places where Levim used to stay in the Beis Hamikdash, like to watch the Beis Hamikdash. So the question is, V'yilu krom, Kanam u Levim, Bahadi Ador Diksiv. Here the pasuk is Mashm with Levim and the Kanam are both together. Mashm, everything is on like one shimmer, that's all. So how can we come out? There were three for the Kanam and 21 for Levim. Here the pasuk says, Aru Nubonav Mashm together. Samara says, no. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Hochi kom, this is what the pasuk means to say. The ones that lived in front of the Mishkan on the east, on the Kadim on the east side, Lifnei Ayumer Mizracha on the Mizrach, the east side, was Moshe. So Moshe was by himself in one place. For Hoda, then the Pasuk means to say, Aaron the Bon of Shemir Mishmeras Hamikdash, that Aaron Bechad Mokum, who Bon of Mishnei Mekaymus. That's what it means to say. That just like Moshe, as Leviim, was separate by himself, Hoadin Aaron and Bonav was also separate, as if to say, Aaron was in one makom, Hoadinav was in Shnei Mekaymos. That's how we have it, that there were three places where the Kohanim used to work. Watch. So again, Mimai, how do we know? Midichsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, V'yachonim. It says, Chonim, they're resting there. Uksiv, it says, Shomrim. So, Mash Mechonim Lechud, V'shomrim Lechud. The resting was in one place, and the watching was another place. So Mashma, that everybody was a different place. Moshe was in one place, and now in the bottom were in different places also. So Mar still said, maybe no, Amen, maybe Kula Bichad Makam Luchudei. Maybe still they're all watching in one place. Maybe Aaron and Bonav were all in the same place. So Moshe let's think about that. You can't think like that to say Aaron and Bonav was in the same place. Ma Moshe, just like by Moshe, Bichad Makam Smashma, Moshe was in one place by himself. Bichad Makam Luchudei. So I tell you, ask Aaron and Bonav, the same thing. The Pasuk says Aaron and Bonav also Bichad Makam Luchudei. From one place by itself. That's how we learn out that each one has his own separate place. So kids, so these three Kohanim, each one had a separate place where he used to watch from. Ravashi says, Misayfu the Kroh, Ravashi from the Seifu the Kroh, the Pasuk says, Shomrim Mishmeris, Limishmeris. So that's a double Lashon. And the first says here, Ravashi Seifu the Kroh, Yocholat to Bekal Lov and the Bina Gimel Mekoymis, Bekanim, to receive Shomrim Mishmeris, Limishmeris. Harbe Shmiris, Mash Malata Shmiris. That was all in one place. What do you have to call Shmiras Harbe for? It's all one Shmira. Since the Pasuk says, Shemir Mishmeris L'Mishmeris, Mashma, they were different places. That's how we know that the Kohanim were in three different places. That's Pshat in our Mishnah, that the Kohanim Taka were in three different places.